Welcome to Modern Leadership, the podcast, where we see things differently. I'm your host, Mark Hildebrand. I'm a husband, father, master life and legacy coach for leaders, co-creator of the Pushco Certification School, and 20-year law enforcement officer from Southern California. Once I realized how leaders looked at things differently, I was able to lead myself to a 100-pound weight loss, lead more effectively in my police career, create a successful business, and a better connection with my family that was more aligned with the legacy I wanted to create. Now, this podcast is for ambitious, high-performing leaders who want to create more, but refuse to do so at the cost of the other important areas of their life, including their family and their health. People who are willing to see things through their modern leader lens. If that's you, welcome to Modern Leadership. Let's go. Have you ever considered doing 75 Hard for your business? You may or may not have heard of the program called 75 Hard. It's a vigorous physical and mental training program that was first created by Andy Frisella to help people build this skill called mental toughness. Now, I've personally done this program three different times, and all three times I've seen massive success in my business. How did I do that? I used the principles we're going to talk about here today that I took from the 75 Hard, and I made the adjustments you'll hear about today to make them all related to my business. So yes, it got me to lose a bunch of weight and to get into the best shape of my life, but it also helped me 4X my business with actually taking more vacations with my family than I'd ever taken before. If you're ready to lean into these seven principles and see how they apply to your business, it's go time. Now, before we start, we actually have to define what mental toughness is. Mental toughness is having the natural or developed psychological edge over your opponents. Specifically, it helps us become more consistent and better than our opponents in remaining determined, focused, confident, and in control under pressure. Now, if you can't tell, all of those things are a game changer when it comes to sports, but it will also be a game changer for your business as well if you make the few tweaks that I'm going to make for you guys here today. So you might be wondering, how do you develop this mental toughness? Well, just like how the 75 Hard did it for me, you not only develop your physical strength, but your mental strength as well. And you do that by taking on the habits of mentally tough people. Now, we're going to break this down into Andy Frisella's 7 habits of mentally tough people and how this equally applies in your business. Starting with 1, mentally tough people do not feel sorry for themselves. The truth is, every day you're going to be faced with obstacles, with struggles, and with challenges that will push you to your limits. Now, this really happens to everyone, but there's really two different directions you can go here. 1 is you can feel sorry for your situation and your circumstances, or you can lean in and allow that situation to make you even stronger. Sure, you can get mad, angry, or disappointed when those things happen. That's just a natural response, but it's what you do after that matters the most. Did you know that you could actually use anger productively to make your life even better? Which is why when things happen to you, we need to take control of the only thing we can control, which is our response. Don't allow that thing to get down on yourself. Instead, use it as your superpower and allow it to teach you that valuable lesson that you need to learn so this never happens again. 2 is mentally tough people embrace change. Change is a part of life, but change is also hard. This is what separates the people who are successful from the unsuccessful, inside of the 75 Hard and inside of your business. If business were easy, everybody would be successful, which would make none of us successful. But remember, when you're developing mental toughness, you're willing to lean in and get past that because you are not most people. You think of change as an opportunity to grow and become the next version of yourself, which is why mentally tough people embrace change. So where has change come up in your business and what are you going to do to fully embrace it? 3 is mentally tough people focus on the things that they can control. Focusing on the things you can't control, not only is that a big waste of your time and brain power, but it can actually hold you back from becoming that best version of you. Instead, use your energy and your time on the things you can control. And what's crazy is when you start to control the things you can control, you can even control some of the things you didn't think you could. 4 is mentally tough people learn from the past and grow from it. Albert Einstein says that insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, but expecting a different result. That's not what mentally tough people do. They experience struggles, difficulties, and problems, realizing that those things are there to teach them something. This is a process that I call evolution. No matter where you are in your life right now, there's something that's going on that's trying to teach you a valuable lesson. It's time to lean in and grab that lesson and become the best version of you. So what area of your business is trying to teach you a lesson? And what is a way you can reflect on it so that you don't keep making that mistake over and over again? 5 is mentally tough people set boundaries for themselves and keep them. This all starts by starting to get comfortable with the word no. The best thing we can do is say no to the things that do not benefit us or our future success. I get it, this can be uncomfortable at first, but I can't tell you how freeing it is when you are taking control of your most valuable assets, your time and your energy. After you realize how helpful saying no is, it's going to be so much easier in the future. It's time to start today. Where in your business do you need to start saying no? And how can you get started on that right now? Number 6 is mentally tough people define their own version of success. One of the worst things we can do is see other people's success and then have our version of success be defined what other people want or other people have achieved. Instead, we need to think about what we really want. It really sucks when you're chasing what somebody else wants, and once you achieve it, realize you don't want any part of that. That's why it's time to slow down and ask yourself, what do I really want? So in your business, what type of business do you really want to create? What type of clients do you absolutely want to work with? And what are the ones that you absolutely do not want to? Getting very clear on this will help you on your mission. And don't forget, if you have a team, allow them to identify what they really want too. Number 7 is mentally tough people learn how to deal with discomfort. Now, I gotta tell you, this is probably the most difficult one of all for me. Not only physical discomfort from the 75 hard, but discomfort from doing things on the outside of what other people might think about me. We've all heard that growth happens outside of our comfort zone. And whenever there's something that kind of comes up, something that makes me a little bit uneasy, I know a lot of the times that's specifically what I need to lean into and do. Leaning into the discomfort not only will help you create massive success, but it'll help model that behavior for other people to follow. Now, you probably heard, but there's a resounding theme here when it comes to developing mental toughness. And that is your greatest opportunity to develop it is to do hard things. I'm talking about physically, mentally, and especially in your business. The more you develop the muscle of mental toughness, the more that you'll be able to excel in all of these areas at once. Thank you for what you do out there every single day, and keep leading from the front. Bye, leader.